Welcoming KRDO's Hannah Knutson to KRDO's Afternoon News Studio today, talking about her four-part series, Beyond the Ballot. Now, just so you know, you'll be able to find this under Your Voice, Your Vote at KRDO.com, but we'll tell you about that in just a little bit. Hannah, welcome to Afternoon News.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this four-part series that you're doing, particularly timely.
Yes, yes. Well, there are 11 statewide issues for Coloradans to vote on this year's ballot. And so with so many issues and some of them so in-depth, we thought we'd take a closer look at four of them. And so on Monday, we looked at Proposition EE, taxes on nicotine products. Tuesday, we looked at Proposition 114. Today, the reintroduction and management of gray wolves. And then later on this week, we have Proposition 118, the paid family and medical leave insurance program. And then Proposition 113, the vote on national popular vote.
Gosh, all of these complex and controversial.
Yes.
So we are not taking positions here at KRDO. That's not the idea.
No, I talked to one person from each side of the debate, and I got to learn more about each proposition, but I did Zoom interviews. So for each of the stories, you hear from one person who's for it, one person who's against it, and then we just lay this out for you to better understand and better inform you of. If you vote yes, this is what it means. If you vote no, this is what it means. If it passes, this is what it means for you.
Yes, and you make that very clear in your TV pieces. And tonight's, for example, will be on 114. You'll be able to hear that at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
It'll also appear under Your Voice, Your Vote. And, of course, at KRDO.com, there is a voter's guide that features the candidates as well. So we're trying to be very thorough in giving voters all of the information we can possibly give them. An informed vote is a very smart vote.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And some of these issues are so complex, like even tomorrow, take paid family and medical leave insurance program. Many people asking, having questions, how will we pay for this program? Who will fund it? So I wanted just to simply simplify this for you, do all the research for you and then lay it out so it's easy to understand so you can be better informed at the polls.
And 114, again, let's give kind of a preview of what our listeners are going to see at 5 o'clock tonight.
The reintroduction and management of gray wolves in Colorado. So we're looking at who's for this, who's against it. Many ranchers against this, saying that it would harm, the gray wolves would harm their livestock. So I talked to a rancher in Colorado about it. And then people who are for it, I talked to the defenders of wildlife, Rockies and Plains, saying we need this, it's extinct, we need these wolves here. So hearing from both sides of the debate, when we would see these wolves, where we would see them, and so forth.
Absolutely. And kind of northwest Colorado Springs is where, Colorado.
Yes, west of the Continental Divide, they would be in place by the end of 2023.
One of the major concerns from ranchers, of course, is loss of livestock.
Yep, for sure. So I talked to a rancher here in Colorado about it and his concerns over it. Now, the proposition does state that ranchers would be compensated for loss of livestock, but he said, it's hard to do that. It's hard to keep track of all of it, and they have to have a kill to prove, killed by wolves to prove that and to get compensation. And he says it stresses his cows out, so he's not getting compensated for that. But then on the other side of the debate, we have, they're going extinct. We were responsible for them leaving Colorado. It's now our time to bring them back to Colorado. So you kind of hear both sides of that and then just lay it out of, what proposition 114 exactly means.
And what camp does the pro reintroduction side come from? Are environmentalists, conservationists?
Yes, yep. I talked to defenders of wildlife, Rockies and Plains, about it, and they were really wanting this, really wanting the wolves back in Colorado. They say, it helps so much. They looked at studies that that have been done in Yellowstone with this, reintroducing gray wolves, and they just say overall it's better for the area. And so looking at both sides of that, and I learned a lot in interviewing these people and diving into these issues. So it's very interesting.
Hannah, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here previewing the next three installments in the four-part series. Again, you can see this all online at KRDO.com under Your Voice, Your Vote. While you're there, take a look at the voter's guide and get familiar with the candidates as well. You've done wonderful work here, as
you
always do.
Oh,
Hannah
you.
Knutson, KRDO News Channel 13 reporter, thank you again for everything you're doing to keep us informed.
Oh, thank you so much.